read this already, you can forgive me. But I'd like to read for you today's devotion and just share a few verses. I know we're scheduled to end at 9:30. I think we're still on track. Don't be fearful. The Lord's Prayer, Part 1. And the scripture accompanying here is Luke 11, 1 through 4. It is in the knowledge of God's fatherliness. Oh, this is by Andrew Murray. It is the knowledge of God's fatherliness revealed by the Holy Spirit that the power of prayer will be found to root and grow. In the infinite tenderness and pity and patience of the infinite Father, in His loving readiness to hear and to help, the life of prayer has its joy. Oh, let us take time until the Spirit has made these words to us spirit and truth, filling heart and life. Our Father which art in heaven. Then we are indeed within the veil, in the secret place of power where prayer always prevails. Hallowed be thy name. There is something here that strikes us at once. While we ordinarily first bring our own needs to God in prayer, and then think of what belongs to God and His interests, the Master reverses the order. First, thy name, thy kingdom, thy will. Then, give us, forgive us, lead us, deliver us. The lesson is of more importance than we think. In true worship, the Father must be first, must be all. The sooner I learn to forget myself in the desire that He may be glorified, the richer will the blessing be that prayer will bring to myself. No one ever loses by what he sacrifices for the Father. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven so on earth. In heaven God's will is done, and the Master teaches the child to ask that the will may be done on earth, just as it is in heaven. In the spirit of adoring submission and ready obedience. Because the will of God is the glory of heaven, the doing of it is the blessedness of heaven. As the will is done, the kingdom of heaven comes into the heart. And wherever faith has accepted the Father's love, obedience accepts the Father's will. The surrender to and the prayer for a life of heaven-like obedience is the spirit of childlike prayer. Again, that's Andrew Murray. So get your copy. I won't be here tomorrow, but there's part two by Andrew Murray tomorrow. So you want to read that along. But there, I have underlined just this phrase first. Thy name, thy kingdom, thy will. I was thinking about how we yield ourselves to Him and we set those things first above all. And what a perfect example we have in Christ, who lived His life that way, always submitting Himself to the Father's will. We know how it was said of Him in Psalm 40, and also the writer of the Hebrews repeats that, where he says, "Abide thou hast prepared for me, I delight to do thy will." And so he has a testimony, "I always do the will of Him who sent me. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven." Remember that Jesus is ministering to the woman at the well. He has sent His disciples away. They're going to find lunch. That sounds natural. And when they come back after He has ministered to the woman at the well, they're inquiring about the disciples are asking each other, who's got the food? Has anyone brought anything to eat? They're telling Him, "Teacher, go ahead and eat." And He responds to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." You see, the food that He ate was the spiritual food, and that was more important to Him than earthly sustenance. He goes on to say, John 4:34, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work." That's where Jesus found the sustaining power for His life, to do the will of the Father. And He had just performed a wonderful ministry in the heart of this woman. If you look at the next chapter, that was chapter 4, you have chapter 5, verse 19. Jesus is speaking about his authority. He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees his Father doing. Whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise." All the characteristics of God dwelt in Jesus Christ. He was fully God and fully man. And we are to be like our Father in heaven. We are to also live in such a way that those characteristics of our Father are in some way mirrored through us, through the work of His Spirit in our hearts. And now the next chapter, John chapter 6, verse 38. Jesus is teaching that He is the bread of life, and He makes a comment in the 38th verse, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me." Doing the will of God is of the utmost importance. Remember what Jesus teaches in Matthew 7. Matthew 7, verse 21. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but one who..." Does what? You know the rest of that verse? "The one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." So what does that talk about? Well, that is a verse that is scary to many. Well, I say, "Lord, Lord." I go to church. I do the things I'm supposed to do. I say, "Lord, Lord." What does that mean? I'm not going to get into heaven? Well, it's saying that it's not just with your lips to say, "Lord, Lord," but is the Lord truly your Lord? Are you doing His will? Are you living for His glory? "Not everyone says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." And we remember Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, when He's praying. Remember that prayer He says when He ultimately submits to the Father's will? He says, "Not my will, but your will be done." Jesus didn't just jump to that conclusion in that moment and was able to do that out of nowhere, but He was able to do that because all through His life that had been His practice, so that when the time came for that ultimate laying down of His life, He was ready to submit to His Father's will. And so we are to get in tune with His voice, to remember it's Him first, it's our Father first, His will, His kingdom first of all. Psalm 143:10, just close with this prayer. This prayer of David: "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground." Psalm 143:10, "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground." Let's sing a chorus. I know some of you might know it. Others will catch on shortly. "To do thy will, yes, that is all. To do thy will, obey thy call. To follow on where thou dost lead, do thy will is all I need." We'll sing it twice. If you don't know it the first time through, the second time through, you'll pick up some of it at least. "To do thy will, yes, that is all. To do thy will. See you this morning, Brother John Shrek. Nice for you to join us. Can I ask if you'll pray for us in closing?
Father, we thank you again for your presence here.
Yes, Lord.
Love with all these people that are here in your name, because you're here.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for the fellowship we have together, and ask your blessing on us and keep us as we do our different things, and as I win in ping pong, Lord, protect us and make us a blessing one to another in Jesus' name. Amen. Sorry, Jeff, right. That's it.
You need all the prayer you can get. God bless you all. Have a good day.